Radio 4th News Online.
One of the things I've said in my speech is that somebody needs to write a biography of Margot, because she was a teacher, she was a sportswoman, she was a landlady, she was a parliamentarian, she was a journalist, she was a broadcaster, she was an MP, she was an MSP, she was a great campaigner for a whole host of just causes. She was the convener of the cross-party group on sport in the Scottish Parliament. She had a very, very full life, and she impacted not just Scottish politics or the Scottish Parliament, she actually impacted Scottish society, and if I may say so, society down south, because I'm old enough to remember when Margot was a regular on the David Jacobs show on radio, or David Dimbleby's Question Time way back in the 70s, and she was a well-known figure across the whole of the UK, not just in Scotland.
And her contribution goes much, much beyond politics. Most people recently will know her as a politician, but her contribution just goes back so far and so wide.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the work she did as a consumer champion, as a broadcaster in the 80s, and look at some of the programmes she actually fronted for STV later on, and indeed the excellent work she did on radio and your own station. I mean, she just impacted everybody across Scotland. And last week, I took a few days away in Tenerife, and this lady who I'd never met in my life before came up and said, "Margot, what an inspiration, what an inspiration." And I think that's the kind of reaction you're getting amongst the ordinary folk on the street. The other thing is, she had her own opinion polls. I mean, two of her opinion polls were the taxi drivers in Edinburgh and Bill the hairdressers, because she went to Bill's every week. And therefore, she had a totally up-to-date understanding and knowledge of what was going on at the grassroots in Scotland. She knew which way the wind was blowing. She knew who was up, who was down, what was happening politically before it actually happened.
But also, Margot's influence spanned the whole of Scotland and beyond. She knew everybody from the punter to the celebrities, and she created some of the celebrities, got them started, didn't she?
Absolutely, indeed. One of the earliest notes of condolence that the family received was from Clarence House. Now, I don't think there are many of us would get that kind of recognition, and I think that's a symbol. And I don't say that because of name dropping or anything like that. I think it's just a symbol of how far and wide Margot's influence went. And, you know, very often her influence wasn't just, as you say, political. One of the ways in which Margot influenced things was women's dress. The presiding officer made that point in her tribute the other day, that actually Margot was an unofficial advisor to not just women politicians, but to anybody that came across her. And I know my wife, very often I would get a call at 20 past 11 at night once the political programmes were over, and at the end of it, Margot would say, "Is Isabel in bed? Because there's something in QVC that I want to tell her about." And, you know, she'd that kind of just, everything took her interest. Her impact as the convener of the cross-party group in sport, for example, I mean, she had the best sports people come to that. And as a cross-party group, it used to be absolutely stowed out to the door before, not just MSPs, but people from all over Scotland coming to these meetings, because she could attract people, quite frankly, that no one else could.
So it's a big send-off today, then.
It's a huge send-off, and I think, you know, it will be one of these very big political occasions, a big occasion, obviously, for the family and all our friends like myself, who knew her so well over a 40-year period. But actually, it's what Margot deserves, because what she's done for her country, what she's done for her people, what she's done for her family and her friends, is just, you can't put it into words, actually.
The latest local news from Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. Plus the stories which matter to you from around the world. 24 hours a day at 4th1 and 4th2.com. Radio 4th News Online.